came out. Gemara has a famous. I mean, the Gemara says a famous Gemara says that even though that the other Yom Tovim, either Kulei Lachem, Kulei Lashem, you can choose. Comes to Chag HaShavuos, Kulei Al Mamoid at the beginning of Nami Lachem. The question is, as Freitzach Mzichalens, Dafka Kabbalah Satoira should be Kulei Ruchni, and Dafka beginning Nami Lachem, you need a Suda, right? You need cheesecake, Basar, right? Dafka Kabbalah Satoira, Dafka everybody's Moid, you need a Suda. And also, you see that Shavuos is more interlinked with Shabbos than the other Yom Tov. The other Yom Tov have their own Masechta. Shavuos doesn't have its own Masechta. Masechta Shavuos, Kelu, the story about Kabbalah Satoira is linked into Masechta Shabbos. It's a chelik of Masechta Shabbos. What's the sod in that? And Bechlal Kulama Shabbos, the Torah was given on Shabbos. Why? What's the Chashivus? How does Shavuos link into the Bechin of Shabbos? Comes in and Mai says halacha. Everybody knows the halacha of ain kiddush elam makom suda. Pavos, make kiddush here. I need somewhere. What's the sod? Ain kiddush elam makom suda. This is more like a sod of me. Kiddusha in olam hazeh is something that doesn't have its kviyas alein. In other words, olam hazeh. Everyone looks at this world. Olam hazeh. If you look at it, how the goyim look at it, chas v'shalom. So it's olam hazeh is kavua. Kiddusha comes and goes. Kiddusha is as it's like a spark. The hilga Torah comes. And it goes unless you bring it down. The whole sod of Ein Kiddush Elo B'Makom Suda is a Suda is always a Kviyas, right? The meaning of Suda is you a Kviyas Suda, eating a Kviyas Suda. Suda is a Kviyas when you Kviyas something. The mitzvah of Ein Kiddush Elo B'Makom Suda is that you got to bring the Kedusha into Kviyas. That the Kedusha should be your Kviyas. So therefore, Stam Kedusha, say that you had a nice experience, Givaldik. Of it's gonna go. Ein kiddush ela b'makom suda. Bring your kedusha into a kviyas, and a kviyas is a suda. Shabbos.
Can't be chal otherwise.
That's right. The kedusha has to be chal and stay to become a kviyas, because a suda is a kviyas. So you're making kedusha into your kviyas, making a suda. And the whole Shabbos, we know, the whole meaning of Shabbos is, you know, what's the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov? Shabbos is kviyah v'kaima, which means that Shabbos is a merdeka matana from the Rebbein Shlom. That whatever you're oisik with in Shabbos becomes your kviyas. This person who reads newspapers on Shabbos, so that becomes his kviyas. That becomes his whole mind is all full of the newspaper. Somebody who's oisik in yonim kedusha, learn the Heilige Torah, and that's what Shabbos is, one suda after the other. So do that the Ovos HaKadoshim brought elikus down as a kviyas in their avoda. So each of the meals are connected one of the Ovos, because all in a suda Shabbos means that you're making the suda, you're making kedusha into a kviyas. That's why it's preceded keilu by Shabbai kiddush. And you bring the kiddush into the suda, you bring the kedusha, and you make it a dover shabbat kavua, because that's the inyan of kviyas of suda inyan of kviyas. And the same thing is with the Heilige Torah, that we always talk about Torah kavata etim l'ktorah kviyas etim l'ktorah. The whole musik of Torah is that Torah has got to be something that is kavua in you. It's not chagehet akitavot. Torah is something. That's why all these elanim that they give, you know, a bit of a vat from here, a bit of a vat from there, you read it, chazor sashat, that's not learning Torah, that's not a Shabbos digazach. You've got to make a kviyas in the sefer, you've got to make a kviyas in that. The whole inyan of Torah, you've got to make into your kviyas, kvata itim. So maybe that's the kesher between Shavuos and between Shabbos. By Kabbalah Satoira, we get a murdic experience. Kabbalah Satoira was a gewaltig experience. Baruch Shalom says, no, that's not his experience. You've got to make a kviyas out of that experience. And you've got to be mekasher shavuos to Shabbos, to make the Shabbat, to make the shavuos, to make the Matan Torah into a dadoba that you're going to be kveya down here. That's the whole sod of Shloshis Me'akbola. Not Shloshis Me'akbola. Don't climb. Don't climb. Don't climb. And if you yet climb, skila. What's wrong with climbing? We're all excited to see the Shechina of Us Vista. You bring us into this whole excitement, and they tell us don't climb. It's not fair. But the Teretz says, the Pasuk says, Vayirid Hashem al Sinai, Frank Rashi, it says, Min HaShemayim Ishmatek Elecha. So where was Hashem? Says Rashi, the Rebbein Shlom brought the whole Shemayim down here. Says Rashi, Vayirid Kisei HaKovod Aleim. Ooh, Kisei is a Kviyas. Sitting down is a Kviyas. A snack you eat standing up. But a Suda you eat sitting down. A Kisei sitting down. Says Rebbein Shlom, I don't want Matan Torah to be an experience. I want Matan Torah to be your Kviyas. Vayirid Kisei HaKovod Aleim. Where do you learn? You learn in a yeshiva. Why a yeshiva? And if you stand up and you learn, you're thrown out. Amishnah Rebbe learned standing up. What's the vod? The vod is that it's got to be your kviyas. Torah has to be learned in an oif and kavua, kavatit in the Torah. That's the yorat kisa kovah the name. If you would have climbed up an asina, you had this murdic experience. That's not the Nakuda. The Nakuda is Ribbono Shel Olam put his chair down here and says, "Now everything you're getting now, make this into your kviyas." Oh, so Shabbos is kviyah v'kaima. So that's a memela de gazach. That what you kviyah on Shabbos, whatever you do on Shabbos, it becomes a kviyas. That's why the goydel zehiras. I'm not speaking to Ram Batalim, I'm not the halachas of a dabra dover shleidi burcha shel shay. Because everything is becoming a kviyas. You better know what you want, because that's what that this is the shtempel that becomes your zach. A yontev and nishtas a yontev. Klali said the beznatu mekadosh lechoidish. Here you see it's a murdik yisod, and then you see again tif geretz how Shavuos ties into Shabbos. That yontev depends on the kiddush achoidish, and kiddush achoidish is beetsam the goyim count the sun, the solar, and we count the moon. What's the chiluk? Chiluk is the sun is keilu kviyas, it's constant. And the moon is never constant. The moon is changing all the time. It goes away, comes back. It's not kavua. How do you get kviyas in ruchnis? Depends how you view olam hazeh. If you find kviyas in gashmis digazachin, you'll never find kviyas in ruchnis. Kedusha will never be kavua in you. If you look at olam hazeh as an arai, you look at gashmis as an arai, this, then you can plant kedusha bekviyas. That's the yisod. That's why the Torah was given in the Midbar. The Midbar is a place of nomads. Midbar is a place of arai. Well, here you can make Torah your kviyas. Can't give the Torah Manhattan. You have to give the Torah in for the desert travelers. There, when you see the olam hazeh, the more aridic you see olam hazeh, the more you don't see olam hazeh as keva, the more you can see kedusha as keva. So the goyim count the sun because the sun is the bechina of kviyas, giving kviyas to olam hazeh. The Mitzrayim used to worship the sun, the shaitim, and they used to mummify bodies. You build a house for 1,000 years. Person can't be here for so long. That's the sun. The moon is Klal Yisrael. The moon is the Olam Hazeh is Araydik. Olam Hazeh is Aray, keeps on moving, keeps on changing, it's Araydik. There you can bring Kedusha. That's why it's called Kiddush HaChodesh. Kiddush HaChodesh. When you're looking at the moon and you see now that it constantly is changing and it's constantly Araydik, Dokin Starein like in a Kviyus in Kedusha. And that's why it's called Kviyah DeYarcha. If it's Araydik in Olam Hazeh, then it's kviyadik in kedusha, and the first sugi of Kabbalah Satoira in Shabbos Peizayin. The first sugi is when did they make kviyadiyach? You look at the Shabbos, right? When was the kviyadiyarcha? When was the kviyadiyarcha? Because the Indian of Kabbalah Satoira is that you got to now is going to preparing ourselves to make something kavua. So therefore, we become completely in terms of olam hazeh, we become araydik, and then we can be mekadesh the chodesh. Here it's our avoda. Shabbos is a matana, that's memelet kavua. Here is our avoda that we have to work on seeing the levana, seeing the araydikite of olam hazeh, and then we can be mekadesh and be kiveya the kedusha, be kiveya the kedusha in. So that's by other yomam tovim that are totally on kiddush bezdin. Shavuos, we don't count the feed the levana bechlal. Shavuos is not Vavach Faket, was the Torah given a Vav, was the Torah given a Zion. Zion's and Shavuos got nothing to do with Levona. Shavuos is in an akuda of Kviyah V'Kaimah. It's Kavua. When Pesach was, it's Kavua. After it was Pesach, after 49 days of Doyim, it's Kavua. So it's a Yom Tov that has the beginning of Kviyah V'Kaimah of the Heilige Shabbos. So the whole Shavuos is Kviyos, like Shabbos is Kviyah V'Kaimah. What's kviyas? Kviyas suda. It's kuli alma moidim to be vatzeres bina nami lachem. If you don't eat, then you're having this beautiful spiritual, all spiritual experience. But what is lamaisa? Kul alma moidim vatzeres bina nami lachem. It's a filin nishvi andre yom toivim. That's totally in kiddush bezdin. It has that nakuda that a person can on Shavuos make the Torah into kviyah v'kaima, just like Shabbos makes something into kviyah v'kaima. Shavuos can make the Heilige Torah how they kviyah v'kaima that you sit down. And you eat cheesecake, and then you wash your mouth out, and then you wait a bit, and you have a basa dikasuda, and then you're bringing the Torah into a matzav of kviyas. That's the emes dika malchus. Emes dika malchus is when the Rabbein Shalom becomes kavua in us. That's the emes dika kabbalah samach shemaim. The whole avoid of malchus. That's why malchus is the levana. Shabbos is the seventh day, that's Keneged Malchus. Seventh Middah, which is Malchus, is making some in Kviyas. That's what Malchus is. And therefore we know the chilv in Torah Shabbat Ksav and Torah Shabbat Peh. Torah Shabbat Peh is the Bechin of Malchus. And the first Masechet of Torah Shabbat Peh is Brochus. And Brochus is Hilchasuda. Torah Shabbat Peh begins with Hilchasuda. That's Malchus. That's Kiveh the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the Hilge David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Esoyroscha Betoich Me'ai. The Torah is in my stomach. The Torah is in the stomach. Torah daf ligin in kop. Torah was licked in cup can go out to the cup as well. Something's in the stomach, it's in the system already. What does the stomach do? The stomach takes everything and makes everything into one nakuda. Makes everything part of the system. Ooh, wow. Shulam aleichem. That the Torah has to become your system. The me'ah is the digesting of the food, that it becomes part of the person's system. Torah has to become part of the system. This is Asuda, this is Malchus, this is David HaMelech, this is Roscha B'toich Me'ai. In the cup, it can go in one ear and go out the other ear. The stomach doesn't have two ears around it. And that's the Bechino of embedded in it, Bo'ifen Kavua, that everything David HaMelech did was Toiridik, the Torah seeped into him. Chashavti Drochev, Ashivir Ragle Desecha. He thinks he's going here, and the Torah is Raglaim Amalichas Oisoi. Raglaim Amalichas Oisoi. That's the inin of Malchus. That's the inin of after Malchus, Sheba Malchus of the Oime. Come to the Spitz Malchus. That's why I see Shlema Melech. He's having these Guzmas Dika Sudas of Shleishmeyes Goizleis for breakfast. Guzmas Dika Sudas. Kings have Sudas. The clip is Achashverosh. The Kedusha is they have Sudas because they're bringing their whole Yiddishkeit into a matzav of Kvias. That's the sod of Kul Alma Moida Bina Namelachen. It's Me'ain the Shabbos Suda. It's Me'ain the sod of Kiddush B'mokim Suda, bringing the Kedusha into the Matzav of Kviyas. That's the whole Chag HaShavuos. It's where Yom Tov and Shabbos meet together. It's when the Yom Tov and Shavuos meet together. It's Aftish Kan Egin HaMasechta. We wanted to blend into the Kviyah the Kaima. Kviyah the Kaima on Yom Tov. Oh, Shabbos. Le'em Shehelfen. Kabbal HaTorah. Mitoich Pnimiyas. Phinemius means it stays. Amalchus dikatoira. Amalchus dikatoira. So the Melech says at the beginning of the Hillim, Ki Mesoris Hashem Cheftsoi. You make the Torah a chefetz. You make a chefetz to the Torah. That it has a kli, and it stays in here, and it lasts. And the keli lasts forever, and that becomes a person's kviyas. Kvata itim the Torah. When's the other Torah that we have? Simchas Torah. What's the whole in of Sukkos? Tzei midiras keva. Leave the whole musig that does nishkan keva. Shev bidiras arai. Shev. Yeshiva. What's the mitzvah? You only make one bracha. Lei shev basukkah. And that includes alles. Why? Because the ikka is when you're masig the olam hazeh arai when you're sitting in Sukkah, demos kens tamach and akvias for all in yonim of Kedusha. Lei shev basukkah. After 7 days of olam hazeh arai, and then the bechina of the yeshiva, then you break into Simchas Torah. Then you come in Makabal Eilige Torah. Same bechina. That only when a person really feels that Olam Hazeh Dika Arai, then he can make an Emes Dika Kinyan of making the Torah a bechina of a Seiroscha B'Soy Shmei. That's the Nakuda. It goes, I'm saying, it's a long. Whatever, that's the whole Zerampin and Nukva. Toshvik Sav is between Zerampin and Toshval Pez. Nukva is connected. Rochel is called that Keres Habayis. Toshval Pez, Malchus is Rochel. She's that Keres Habayis. That by would be made. Her schus, we kavua. Even when there's no bit of English chas v'shalom, the Bengtzach, we know there's a bias waiting for us. She's the Fleinstein, the Indian of everything. Everything is a bechina of kvias. I wish to help from the Shmizorcha to make Torah into our kvias through eating the Heilige Suda Sachag. Bring the Torah down into the bechina of kvias Suda. Bring all the kedusha down, pack it to the Indian of the Mokim Suda, and then we Mizorcha Mitzvah Hashem to the basement of the Sheina v'Sifateinu. We should go on Yom Tovim to the basement of the Sheina v'Sifateinu. It's a bias, the bechina of kvias. Olam netzach netzorchem to eat, the kainem am gegessen, the ganzen tog, the makriv, and they ate, they're eating shulchan gavoya kazochu. They eat from the sudas amokrim, then your kedusha is kavir the kaima. We discussed when I came to your house, wasn't as it was a man for stopping bein chaniya lechaniya. Actually, I just want to bring it out. It's a mind, like, a very important yisod. We mamish discussed the Rashi Prokem. So I'm saying you put this piece together with what we discussed in your house. It's just being marchiv on the Indian, and it's a mardik Indian, but if you won't be doing justice to we spoke about the Indian of the Indian of Kvias of Malchus. I don't remember what we said exactly. We're talking about Kulam Amoidat Bina Nami Lachem. We spoke about the whole Indian of Shabbos is Kvea, Kvias, Shabbos is Malchus. The whole sherish of Malchus is when you kaveh the Malchus. Yeah, that's the Indian we're discussing. So the is that the Malchus begins only when you kaveh the Malchus, when it becomes a kriyas Malchus. First of all, Stamas, a Hagdama, we know that everything we know about Malchus the Bekedusha, we have to learn from Malchus the Klipa. Chashverish did us a big toiva. He tried to be mamad himself, the Malchus Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's how we know the Soidus of Malchus from a Chashverish. It's on the Klipa. So that's why Takavi said, Biyom Mahim, Keshemes HaMelech HaChashverish, when you're sitting al kisei malchuse. So what's the beginning of sitting al kisei malchuse? So Rashi says, I mean, in the Mepharshim Sefer, Rashi says, Keshevas, because Kishneskai Mamalchus Beyoda, he thought it was an Arai Dikazach, because the Klal Yisrael was good to go back. And then he felt that this is now Keshevas Amelach, Kilu, he felt now more Kavua. Keshevas Amelach, says he made a wrong Cheshman. So what did he do? He made a Suda. Kvias, now Keshem as Hamelach. Now he felt Kishneskai Mamalchus Beyodai. He wanted to be Kveya. How is he Kveya? Kveya by making a Suda. That's why he wanted to be Kveya as Malchus. So what did he do? He killed his Malchus. He wasn't the name of Zera Melucha. Vashti was Zera Melucha. Vashti was his only hope of Malchus. If you want to be Kveya, Malchus of Klippa, then you kill the Malchus. Because you added, there's no Kvias of Malchus of Klippa Chasashon. But you see that the whole Indian is that Yoni Melech. Kesheves Hamelach al kisei malchusei. Only when he's sitting al kisei malchusei, kisei bechinav yeshiva, kisei malchusei. Then he takes made a big suda, because that's how you kaveya suda. He killed the suda. Klippas hasn't got any shlita. Klippas is a dead thing. Well, that's where we have to know that Malchus Shemayim is a more the kiyosod. It's a shorish kol hashorish. The Iker Inin of Malchus Shemayim is to be Kiveya Malchus Shemayim. Shabbos is the seventh day. Shabbos is Kiveya V'kayma. Gemara says in Beitza also, Lamed Gimel, whatever, that Shabbos is Kivas. Shabbos is Kivas. The Mais, if you got this for in your Hilchas Mais, if you've got Perish Loi Nigmar Malachton, right? Loi Nigmar Malachton. So the halacha is, they allowed to eat Arai. Right, the Raisi, I did Kevin, the Rabbani, not eat Arai, because no Nigma Malachton the Maisa. Comes to Shabbos, says Gemara, Shabbos is Kivas, makes it into a Nigma Malachton, even though it's learning Rachta. Shabbos is Kivas, you can't eat it, even Arai, until you take Maisa. Shabbos is Kivas, because Shabbos is Malchus. That's why Shabbos is Menucha. The Matzav of Arai, there's no Menucha, a traveler. I can be in the 10 star hotel, ask him if he sleeps there with as much Menucha as he sleeps at home. Kvias goes hand in hand with Menucha, right? Klarazai. Kvias goes hand in hand with Menucha. So, Mela, therefore, Shabbos bo Menucha. In other words, that's why you see if a person is Kvias and is Malchus Shemaim, so his Malchus Shemaim is on a Menucha de Koif. We know Eretz is Malchus, right? We know Eretz, we just discussed. Eretz Yisrael is the Bechin of Malchus. Eretz Yisrael is the beginning of Malchus. We're going to know this holy sort of Eretz Yisrael is called as Halach Lefnei Hashem Ba'aretz Sachayim. That's Eretz Yisrael. Malchus is Raglei Yerodes Movis. That's Halacha. Malchus goes down into Movis, into Klippa. tikkun de kamalchus is chayim. Chomiz Rav Yehuda's Mavis. Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz Chayim because that's the beginning of tikkun amalchus. But Kol Ponim, when they came into Eretz Yisrael, right, a lot of halachas only began after what? Sheva Shalom Shekibshu, Sheva Shalom Shechilku, until they reached Al Menucha Vel Anachla. Loi Bosem Adam Menucha Vel Anachla. Eretz is Malchus. Malchus, there's a special chashivas when it gets its kviyas. So the first 14 years, well, Loi Bosem Al Menucha Vel Anachla yet. You get to Al Menucha Vel Anachla, you get to the kviyas, because that's the shleimus of Malchus Shemayim. Because Malchus Shemayim always goes together with kviyas. Kviyas goes hand in hand with Menucha. Shabbos, Malchus, Shabbos is the Bechina, Shabbos is the Bechina of Menucha. The Kabbalah Sala Malchus Shemayim is Shema. And Shema is Kabbalah Sala Malchus Shemayim. What's the Sala of Shema? This is Mamish of Mamish of Mordek Yisod. Mordek Yisod. Remember this Sala. Be Mepharis of this Sala wherever you go. And that is Hashem Elokeinu. Yud Kei Vav Kei is Hoya 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 Vehiye. What's that? Kavua. Yeah, no changing. Hoya Hoya Vehiye. Atu what Shalai Nivra? Atu Mishinivra. No change. What's the mitzvah Kabbalah Sal Mach Shemayim? To be Mamshech Yud Kei Vav Kei into the Shem Elokim. Shema Yisrael Havaya Elokeinu Havaya Echad. What's the pshat? The pshat is to take that kvias of Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is Hoya Hoy Viviye, it's Kavua, Hoya Hoy Viviye, never changes, Kiru, it's Kavua, and to Mamshech that Elokeinu is Makavalol Malchus Shemayim. To Mamshech that Kvias of Hoya Hoy Viviye into the Shem Elokeinu, into the Shem Elokeinu, that's Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shemayim. So when it's a Posh Kazach, straight after Shema, we say what? Baruch Shein Koyed Malchusoy, Loilam Void, Loilam Void, Kavu de Kazach. Hold first perik of Shema, v'avto, v'shem lekecho, v'cholvom, etc. What do we say? V'hoyod v'rom eile, asher noichi, mitzavcha, yoyim alu v'vecha. Says Rashi, that every day, that Kabbalah Satoira wasn't a one-time thing. Kabbalah Satoira was a kviyas. Right, that's what we said. We said this whole vort on Kabbalah Satoira. Kabbalah Satoira is on a kviyas. What does it mean, Kabbalah Satoira is on a kviyas? Every day is Kabbalah Satoira. It's Kavua. Matan Torah became Kavua. Vayir Hashem with the Kis HaKovid, as we discussed. Baruch Hashem sat. He brought the whole Kviyas down here. Kabbalah Satoira was being Makabal Ol Mach Shemayim in a Kavua Dikamatzav. So, Meira, therefore, what we have to be masked that straight away. Matan Torah straight after we Mamshech Hoya Hoy Viviyeh, which is the Kviyas. The Atahu Acheloi, Atahu Mishinivra. No difference. We mamshach that into Elokeinu, which is Malchus Shemayim. So straight away we maskei Kabbalah Satoira. That's a constant thing. It's a bechina of kavua. How kavua is it? Very kavua. Shivtacha beviseicho, even uvelachtacha vaderech, v'shach b'chov kumecho. Whatever matzav you're in, Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shemayim has to be kavua. And the Hilgur of Tzadik says, why do we say Krishna so many times? Because there's different matzavim. The Krishna of a boyke, the morning person gets up, he's got his whole day in front of him. That's the Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shemayim. At night, it's a whole different Seyda Avoida. Mara, if you come back, you come home, you finished already, you're staying at home now, you want a bit of peace and quiet, that's the Afrisha Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shemayim. You shouldn't think that Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shemayim belongs here and not there. It's Kavua. Before you go to bed, you're not doing anything now. There is this Nacha Kabbalah, Krishma Lamita. Krishma Lamita means that even when we're tit gornished, it's still a Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shemayim. Meaning, Kavua. That's why we say Shema in the morning, Shema in the evening. Rav Tzadik says that there's a Hishtanus of Zmanim. But the Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shemayim is Kavua. Zmanim can be Mishtane. Matzovim can be Mishtane. There's a Yoyim and a Laila. That's a Shinu in Zmanim. What I do a day, what I do a night, is a Shinu in Matzovim. But Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shemayim is Kavua. That's why by Marav there's another whole shinui, right? So, we're saying Hashem b'dvorei Marav v'rolim chokma b'seira b'svunim mishma. Rabbi Shlomo is machlov zazmanim. The hachlofa comes from the Rabbi Shlomo. So maybe you need the same kabbalah as Ol Malchus Shemayim. So Meida, therefore, that's what we say, b'shavtecha, b'shivtecha, b'visacha, b'lachtecha, derech, and all the matzovim, there can be a shinui matzovim. The matzovim are araydik. Of the Kabbalah Zalam Ma'ach Shemaim is kevadik. That's the sod of Kabbalah Zalam Ma'ach Shemaim. Meida, after that we say, in that parash we say, achsavtom ha-mezuzah is b'isecha v'sharecha. Chor it's a pella. First parash of Krishna, we finish, achsavtom. Mezuzah. Second parash, v'ayim shemaya, achsavtom. So shach is a mezuzah over here. We came there and mezuzah over here twice. Here, more the gavod from tzaddik. Benji last week, 2 weeks ago. He says agav, but he says a mardik azach. Tzaddik says the mardik yisod. Any ma'aseh mitzvah that we do bepoil has the same mamish, the same parallel effect. In other words, what we do bepoil with aguf has the same positive, has the same exact effect on the nefesh. So he gives a moshel, one of the dugmois he brings from mezuzah. He says, when you kiveya mezuzah, right? In other words, this house, when you move into a house, when it's Hashem again in Yonah Dayoyma, it's becoming your permanent residence. So you kiveya a mezuzah, al the kvias. Says with tzaddik, when you makayim mitzvah mezuzah, it makes the elikus in your nefesh po'ifim kavua. It's kiveya the elikus in your nefesh. You're making a doing a siyas mitzvah b'poil of a kvias. You're doing a kviyastika mitzvah, so it's mashpia kviyas of the ruchnis in your nefesh. No, so do we need any further explanation why Krishna finishes a chsavta mamazuzah v'sachta? The ganze Krishna, the ganze Kabbalah Zohar Ma'ach Shemayim is what? Kviyas. Kviyas. What brings down the kviyas? Melcha mitzvah shaft, achalois kviyas in your nefesh, and all the ruchnis you're doing it ba'oifim kavua? Mezuzah, chzavtom mezuzah is b'isecha v'sharecha. That's a mitzvah that shaft a kviyas in your ruchnius. That's the Kabbalah Zohar. That's the climax of Kabbalah Zohar Ma'ach Shemayim. Mezuzah is the climax of Kabbalah Zohar Ma'ach Shemayim. That's all parasha Krishna. Second parasha is shtandes ha-matzovim, whatever the matzav is. Hoyim Shemay Tishmu, as a gid, Safta de Ganecha, otherwise Chasu Shalom, Saratem, Babalatem, Genuch Satam, Zuz Psecha Shrech. So the Kabbalah Zmach Shemayim is that any Matzovim, Shini Matzovim, don't deter from Kabbalah Zmach Shemayim. Kabbalah Zmach Shemayim is a Kvias. That's why Dafka the Eden used to be Moshe Nafshon Bekrishma, because that's Kvias. You're trying to tear that away from me? The Shverest Matzov? The last thing the person does is, the last thing all these martyrs did was Kabbalah Zohar Ma'ach Shemayim. Because that's Kavua. That never changes. They're torturing him. They're doing whatever they're doing to him, Rachmana Litzlan. A doer of Mesiris Nefesh, a doer of Shema, the doer of Mesiris Nefesh. One thing's Kavua that you can't take away. That's the Parashat of Krishna. They went to their deaths, Al Kiddush Hashem, Hashem Yimkoy Domam, with the Parashat of Krishna. So Mela, that's the Mardik and Nakuda. Nakuda is whatever the matzav is. And that's also why we say it's Krishna the Raisadik, it's Krishna Bayoim and Krishna Balaila. The Yoim is the Gishmaka Titan. Gishmaka Titan. Laila is the Shvera Titan. Oh, so Mela, so therefore that's the whole Indian of Yoim and Balaila. The whole Indian of Yoim and Balaila is when a person is kiveya malcha shemayim, so then he's mamlecha kodesh baruch hu b'yom b'layla. That's what midairaisa, that's Krishna midairaisa b'yom b'layla. Even b'layla, even in the shvera tzaiten, even in the shvera tzaiten, if the malcha shemayim is kavua, then it doesn't flinch. You have to keep the shmas, you have to say shema b'yom b'layla. Meila David HaMelech, the Melech, the one who's manifestates Melech. Tehillim ki Masoyas Hashem Cheftzoy. Cheftzoy means you make it into a chefetz, you made it into a dove kavua. Masoyas Yeg a Yom Malaylo. Masoyas Yeg a Yom Malaylo. Torah is something. Matan Torah is Kabbalah Zamach Shemayim. It's not something you can take yes by day and not by night. It's a kavias. Together the Torah and Kabbalah Ol Malach Shemayim. Ol Malach Shemayim the Orem. It's just like Ol Malach Shemayim is kavias. Just like Ol Malach Shemayim is kavias. Like the Hilgar Ramah says at the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, that by Yiddishkeit, by Kabbalah, Malach, 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 unlike a Klippidik of Malchus, a Chashverish, a Narish of Malchus. By Bon Shloim, was the first Ramah says, the Ainu Doim, a person who's Oimid Lifnei HaMelech. Or by Klal Yisrael, Meloich HaLor, Bon Shloim, Meloich HaLor, it's Kavoy, they say, we're always Oimid Lifnei HaMelech. It's Kabbalah Tzal Malach Shamayim, by very definition, is always a Nama Kavua, because we're always Oymed Lefnei HaMelech. Always Oymed Lefnei HaMelech. So Meila, he's a different Yom HaLayla. The Baruch Shalom is not here by Yom, not here by Layla. Chas V'Shalom, the Baruch Shalom is here by Yom HaLayla. So that if Kabbalah Tzal Malach Shamayim is about a Yom HaLayla, so Kabbalah Tzal Torah, which is, goes hand in hand, is also Yom HaLayla, right? It goes hand in hand, the Mishnah and Brachas. Lama Shema Koidim Hoyim Shemoya Koidim Yikabalah Ravol Malach Shema Malach Yikabalah Ravol Mitzvahs. Al mitzvah zayim al chashmayim. It's the same thing. You makabel the baruch shem as a melech. And if he's a melech, then melech b'mishpat yam b'daretz. He has to have tzivuyim. So then there's mitzvahs. It goes hand in hand. So once we mechiach the kabbalas oym al chashmayim is yom ha'melayla. So the eilu gatoyer is also a gisa by yom ha'melayla. Can't be. Kenish zayin andish. Kenish zayin andish. That's why the gisa by yom ha'melayla. And Dov Namelch, Dov Namelch's Bechina, is Bisharos HaYega, Yom HaMelayla, Kami Messiah Das. It's a Dov HaKavua, Kami Messiah Das. So we made it, therefore, that's the sod of Kabbalah Zalmach Shemayim, that's the sod of Shavuos, and that's the sod where we stay up the whole night in Shavuos. Because Mekabal Olmach Shemayim, once you Mekabal Olmach Shemayim, there's no difference in Yom HaMelayla anymore. As there's a chiyuv of Kabbalah Tzal Malach Shemayim b'yom ha'malayla separately deraisa to show that they're not different, because Torah nemtzach from Kabbalah Tzal Malach Shemayim. Torah nemtzach from Kabbalah Tzal Malach Shemayim. Daf melen and tuga nacht. I'm a daf shlofen amor. Seida, but oynis. But be'etzem Torah is a kviyistik gazach. Kabbalah Tzal Malach Shemayim is a kviyistik gazach. So heilige Torah is a kviyistik gazach. So maybe that's the sort of Chag HaShavuos, where we take the Midah Malchus, and we take the Midah Malchus, and we make the Midah Malchus into a Kviyas Dika Matzav. And that's where we have to Mekabel upon ourselves coming, and that's the Bechina, like we said, coming back to the beginning. The Kul Alma Moedah and the Be'ina Nami Lachem. Tafka, we have to Tafka bring the Malchus, to make it into Eifen Kavua, to Essen Malchus Dik, to make a Kviyas Suda out of Malchus Dik. And as we said before, then we know that lechem has to do with lechem in the oretz has to do with malchus. So we make a suda, we take the malchus and we kaveh the malchus into us, the suda. That's why Yid eats a suda. Says the Vatoyer is called kilo. It's called kilo achlo mishulchan gavoya. Somebody eats and says divrei Torah. It's called achlo kum mishulchan gavoya. Shulchan gavoya is the malchus to kasuda. The suda in the Beis Hamikdash by Amoyin Eshel Melech. And if a person eats malchus tik, so then he's eating mishulchan gavoya. That's the whole sort of eating mishulchan gavoya. Because when you eat malchus tik, so then you kaveh the Rabbi Shalom's malchus, you kaveh the Rabbi Shalom's malchus, so then you're talking eating by the shulchan of the melech. So that's the sod. That's the sod of Chag HaShavuos. That's the sod of Kabbalas Oil Malach Shemayim, Kabbalas Oil Mitzvahs. That's the sod of learning Torah Lishma, learning Torah the Malchus. I'll bring the Siach Das from the Hilly Giver Shef when a person learns Torah. Elias HaMalchus. Whether it's the pilpul, whether it's even the pilpul, a person's got to feel he's doing a Hilly Giver Sacred Avodas of Yerurim. Because the Ragle HaMalchus is Ragle Yerdus Moves, it goes down to the Bechin of Klippa. And that's why Fakir, that's why Sibba Torah is there. Rosh Verishon is in a sign of learning Lishma Shalai Lishma. We're going back to one of the early Yeshua we gave them. You learn Torah, you talk in the Hechel HaMelech. Ayin, Sudas Bris Mila, Yeled, Aaron. You're going into the Hechel HaMelech when you learn Torah. Torah is Malchus. Is anybody can say there's a Machlokes up in this? One thing's for sure, you learn Torah in the Hechel HaMelech. If you want to know whether you have to think of the Melech when you're Hechel of the Melech, go and find out. Go into Hechel of the Melech and be Messiah Das when you avoid it, see what happens. No machlokes in Hechel of the Melech. If you're Messiah Das from Malchus, I know. Hechel Gatoya has different ways. The king has butlers and cooks and garbage men and people who make his bed in the morning, and the king has all different types. Say the Mitzvah was for us, so at Malchus. If you're dragging the king out of the box, there's also a thing, all different types of malchus. But malchus is a constant thing. And everything we do is shemiyichat kudra bricha shechintay v'dechay. Shemiyichat kudra bricha shechintay. Shechintay is the malchus. Shechintay is the malchus. To be ma'al the malchus. The yichut kudra bricha is to be ma'al the malchus. To make chag HaShavuos, to make it to a kviyas.
and to be mamshich the havaya, the kvius of hoyo, hoyve ve'yir, to be mamshich that kvius into elakeinu, into the shame of the kim, into the shame of down here, into the shame of the koich haklipis and the goyim, the oivda ve'yizor, and the bikoros, and they all took the shame of the kim, and they made it into chas v'shalom. Elohim acherim. We have to make that the shame. We have to take the malchus and make the malchus into a taka, into a davish mekvua. That's why we say taka straight after. Was atu atchalei nevroilu, atu mishnevroilu. To make it into a kvius, everything we're doing to make our avodas Hashem into the kvius, and that's what we call taka menucha. Menucha v'lanachla. It's kvius. It's menucha. The boss, the kilo bossim, and menucha v'lanach. Menucha is when avodas Hashem is kvius. And everything we do avodas Hashem dik, we do malchus dik. And that's the nakuda, ikachos and nasefer, the whole nakuda megilas rus. Megilas rus. She was a bas melech. She was a bas melech mayoch. But what's the malchus of the goy? What's the malchus? And it's git. And it's git. Then he's a melech. Nimusim, he's got nimusim, manners, whatever you want to call it, mannerism. What is when it's get a bit schlecht? What happens if he's hungry? Right? He'll lead his people. What happens when they get angry? Yeah, he behaves with tachsisei malchus when he gets angry. Suddenly the whole malchus is lost. Malchus of klipa, they don't have a kvias. When you're nice to them, and when they're sitting on the kesheves hamelech, al kisei malchusoi, they're fine. Biz a shikitzach. And then the kas, and then he kills, and then he's got charota, and then dus, and then yet that he killed all his ministers. That's the joke. That's the inconsistency in English of a malchus the klipa. The whole malchus, that's a para, the first malchus kilu that we have a lot to do with in the Torah, is para, melech Mitzrayim. 1 minute let them out, 1 minute he's not letting them out, 1 minute he is letting them out, 1 minute he's not letting them out, 1 minute he is. No, is that kvius? Emistika malchus? To be an emistika malchus dicker is kvius. Lack of kvius? It's a joke, it's a malchus. Because every malchus has to be nimshach from the malchus of the rakia. Malchus of the rakia is hoya hoya mivihia, that's mishtanis. That's a joke. So that's where the Megillah Esther starts. Ingris a chayzik for him. Yom Eim Kesheves Hamelach. He feels now he's got the Malchus bekvius. Kesheves Hamelach al kisnei mechuzah. He had to be ungechap the Malchus taka bekvius. And he makes a suda to show that he's kvius to Kamalchus. Hey, if I gig for kick for tetzach dot in that suda. Ayana Malchus, low immorality, whatever you want, the lowest of the lowest. This is Malchus. This is Malchus bechlal. And he tries to show his kviyas to kamalchus, and he shows it with the suda. He shows, as azayfi nishka melech, he's so much not a melech, he's so much not a melech. His kaas with afashti and mechlal the taivas and the kaas, all the dvarim grum mishav pasnish for ben melech, for melech alein. So mamish in the sea of where his malchus, where he wants to be kveyas malchus, he showed how not a melech he was. Rus comes from that Malchus. But Rus was a hell of a neshama of Malchus ben David, of Mashiach ben David, of Emistik of Malchus. So here you see a Pelde Gazach, no Megillas Rus. Here you see, she came from Malchus. Noam is telling her, I'm poor. Chabgunish, I've got nothing to give you. I'm poor. Coralie, Mora, Coralie, whatever. Poor. What are you sticking to me for? Or it goes back. She went back to Avodah Zarah. She went back to her name is Oyref. Right? She turned her back. She turned her back to the Kedusha. Yeah. But Rus is Emes to Kamalchus. Why? Because you see the Akshonas. She's Misakesh. Whatever matzav it is, she wants to cling to Kedusha. You're going to be buried. You're going to be buried. She shows she's not Mishtana. She's Dovak to Malchus to Kedusha. She's dovak to the Malchus, inna she has the Malchus of Kedusha, and she shows ginunim of Malchus in the shverest of Zeit. Look at Achashverosh, somebody made him angry, look what was the Gishay, the whole world turned upside down. And that's why the whole Gili, how did Boaz see Rus? How was Boaz see the Rus? By Matan Sanim. She became an Oni. And how did she behave? How did he see the difference between her and all the other people that came at Matnas Aniyim? How she bent down? How she kneeled down? How did she kneel down? Tznius. She saw the tznius. What is tznius? Kol kavoida as melech pnima. In Matnas Aniyim, in the lowest ebb, in the greatest hepech hamalchus ki'ilu. And ziyad gunish. She's gunish. She's a princess. And she didn't lose herself. She saw her malchus. Kol kavoida as melech pnima. She's a malchus dika. She saw the a malchuskeit in the schwerste Zeiten, in the greatest anias, in the greatest hepech. Take away money, take away the riches, take away the throne of Achashverosh, I wouldn't want to know what it looked like. And here, everything was taken away from her. She had ginuni malchus. She kneels down like a bas melech. She picks up like a bas melech. Sneers, edel, she doesn't talk, she doesn't schmooze to the people there. Forget the psukim say he asked who is this girl? The Mia Nara Zois. He said, oh, and about my via and Farshim say, forget, they were mezalzul in her. Boyas verstanden du lik the malchus. Where? In the anius. In the matnas anim. That was his first gili of her. He saw a malka. He saw that she didn't lose her malchus. I saw. He says also this. The Rebbeinu David, Moshe, whatever David Mivali. He says, Achmeina Ulda, Achmeina. They were nursing stroll there. Other girls also came. So Matnas Aniyim, any Aniya was allowed. So what did they see special? When they all call Kavoida Bas Melech Pnima, so it says, oh, Kim Tzim Matnas Aniyim, Aniyos is Mavir and Data Shalodom. Aniyos is Mavir and Data Shalodom. So some of these Aniyos, who remembers Tznias? When you're starving, hungry, and you come to Matnas Aniyim, Mekim de Mechapt, and you grab, and you're shtipped. I'm hungry, and you've got every excuse. I also call Kavoida Bas Melech Pnima. Hakdish and Chiding, now I'm hungry. So all the other, even though they're Benoist Yisrael, Benevach, Hanis, Noinis, we're not Chasu Shon speaking Lashon Hara. Hanis is Mavirin al Data, Mavirin is Adam al Data. So they lost their, Kilo, they lost their Malchus. Rus, she lost her husband, she lost her Shver, she lost her Dus, and she lost everything, the money, right? She was the daughter of a wealthy man as well, Achutz Mizeh, that she came from Malchus. She was a daughter-in-law of Eli Melech. When she married into Yiddishkeit, she married Ashirus, and here she is with Alash Noras. So from all the other girls, he didn't see Bas Melech. Her he saw. Her Malchus is Kvias. She doesn't lose her Malchus when it comes to Anias. When it comes to the Gresta Hepecha Malchus, she still got her Malchus. The Merdik and the Kuta. That's the first time Boaz saw her. He saw her in a Zman of Hepcha Malchus, Malchus behaving Malchusic. How she kneels and how she bends down and how she gathers things, and not too many and not to do some zichapnish. Malchusic. That's Kvias. When everybody else loses it, she had it still. Kvias. It's Loy Mishtana by her. From that Maisa of he saw her gathering Matnas Aniyim Malchus, that's how Boaz verstanden Malchus, that's how Boaz understood that she's built in Ishtane, that's why she's built in Ishtane. He saw she shaykh to Mistika Malchus, because you're looking for somebody who's got inherent Malchus in them, you're looking for somebody who's got inherent Malchus, what are you looking for? You're talking looking for what? Dafka Matnas Aniyim. And Sneas and Kol Kavoida Bas Melech Pnima. King invited me there. Nomi tells her to go into his bedroom at night, right? To be in his bedroom, to lie in his bedroom at night. No mana mensch, Svetnis Oireps, a Taiveps, in the middle of the night. And I saw the same Ramosha Dovim of Holi, he asked, why didn't Boaz throw her out? Kilu, not throw her out, tell her to go out. Now's not the time, Harry, now's not the time. Boaz saw her, he said a nice word to her. Shich Yipoy Adaboyke. See, he really told her that there won't be any kilu, there won't be anything between them till Adar Boike, till he has to find out. There's another, he's not the first Yobam, there's another one, Zagoyel, who's nearer. So why didn't he tell her to go out? Well, what's she staying in? Why did he tell her stay here till the next morning? So he says he wants to check Hatznias. He wants to check that if she can be in the same room a whole night and garnished. She's in her corner, whatever, in his corner, whatever. He was checking out to see her, and he saw a malchus, the kind of sneers. even mamish where nobody else, the Gemara talks about Boaz and Ruth, and who's the other one who put a sword between him and his wife the whole life. They lived together the whole life, they lived in the same thing, they never touched each other. What was the name again? I can't remember now. But then it brings Boaz and Ruth. Here Boaz was checking her out. He was checking her malchusdikai. He was checking her kvias. If the malchusdikai is kvias, he saw that her kvias, she's shared to malchus. Torah Melech's life full of tzoros. It wasn't a minute. Here they're trying to kill him, and here they're trying to hear, and here his son rebels, and he's running away, and he's running from Shaul, and he's running from here. And Tfilaloni Kiyatov, Dovid HaMelech was a Mordek Oni. Tfilaloni Kiyatov, who had more enemies than Dovid HaMelech? People, the Shem Shemayim wanted to kill him, and Shreklich, I was running, even after he became king. Tfilaloni Kiyatov. Pachad Ikazach, Dovid HaMelech's whole life was a life of a Pachad. He didn't lose it. Kvias. That's Malchus. That's a mistake of Malchus. That's Megillas Rus. That's how we lay in Rus. You want to know, we would just be Mekabel Malchus Shemayim. We're just now Mekabel Malchus Shemayim. Mekabel Malchus Shemayim, Mekabel Ol Torah. You want to know what that means? You want to know how to behave? In every matzev, to be Kavua, go and watch Rus. And then you understood that she's a Malchus Dika. Then you understand. And then you understand what a malchusdika she was. Then you can understand from where David HaMelech came out. Then we can understand our kviyas, how we have to be mekabel ol malchus shemayim, how it has to be a dovah kavua. Pishivtecha b'visecha v'lechtecha v'derech rus. There was an orim there. Apostle says, who was hanging around there in the fields? An orim. You know, others can get friendly. Chvayis, you talk. You know, retzachadim. We're dealing with poor people. Anias mavin adam al me'adaltoy. And that matzav. That's how Rus remains. All the matzovim, Rus is malchustik. If the malchus is kavir by you, if it's kavir b'kaim, if you are mamshich the hoya hoya b'viyeh of havaya into elokeinu, then it should be kavir nikva in you. Gevaltig. That's malchus shemayim. Nisht? It's nisht malchus shemayim b'mistik. Everybody could pretend to be edel. Teres kim tzai nekuda. That's the Melech, the boss of the dome. That's the message from Rus. That's the message from Shavuos. Where did it go? Toiv. Before Shavuos, you got the four spies. Toiv, you say this to Gazach. Kvias relates to. Shabbos, Malchus, Suga, Kriyas. So also, a meal is also where you see a person be asked. Be Azoya asked, how he makes a bracha, be a fitzach ba'asuda. You see the person. See the person, mamish. Like you see the Malach of Klippach, Hashverish. Find a mensch, aristocrat. Bizn essen. Bizn trinken. Bizn mashikitzach. Esau came home hungry. Business came to their mess. That's why we as Suda, we convey the Malchus Tafke and Suda. All the most brachas that we make are Suda Dika brachas. Why is Bechas Anen and Hakeinu Melech HaOlam? Most brachas. Kilo, Hakeinu Melech HaOlam, Hakeinu Melech HaOlam. I'm not taking away my kvias. You remain a melech olam. I'm going to bring the malchus. I'm going to convey the malchus in the kvias of a suda. Eating taka with a melech. Taka eating with a melech. We mustn't lose ourselves. You could be hungry, you could be tired, you could be agitated. Malchus Shemayim, Mekabel, Krishma in the free, Krishma by Nacht, Krishma finally gets Shluch. Every matzah, Mekabel. That's the Pshat B'nei Melech. Klal Yisrael, Atam Tehili, Mamlechas Koinem. That's the Chafirin,
Isn't that what you're just writing in Tetzaveh? The end of Tetzaveh, a Yid, proud to be a Yid. We have to feel taka like princes, and we have to behave behetem taka to princes, because we are emistic princes. By us, you can see, so the guy always marveled at, that even in the Shver Zeiten, when they were shoyleting us, and they were beating us and torturing us, we had feinkeitas, we had edelkeitas. We're not the type that curses out, we're the type that kabel ba'ava. Come the Ava, we get weiter. Even if they're killing, even if he's dying, Akin Shashem, his last breath, Shema Yisrael Hashem, Lekein Hashem Echad. Al Hashem. That's the name of the Lach. The ending is, Voy Hashem, the Melech, Al Kol Oretz. Yema hu yihye havaya echad shmoy echad. Shmoy is malchus. Yidua, shmoy is malchus. Havaya echad shmoy echad. That the havaya will bring down into the malchus. That's going to be the shleimus. That's bringing the hoya hoya v'yihye down into the malchus. The shilav of adna and havaya. The shilav of adna and havaya in the shemus is adna's malchus. It's a malchus which is meshulev with hoya hoya v'yihye. It's a malchus which is constant. Person of a kavod malchus shemayim constantly on a constant on a kviyistik matzav. His malchus is a havaya deka malchus. It's the havaya lekino havaya. He brings the havaya down into lekino. Hoya Hashem lemelech al kol oretz mihavaya echad shmoy echad. Here, Rabbi Kvius. Explains the whole avodah of Hamikdash. Lamed Lagad Shvoche Shel Aaron. Next week's parasha Shel Yeshino. No Shtanas. Kvius. B'nei Melachim. Kasif Sekoy Nishmer Das. Toyer Rakshim Fiu Ki Malach Hashem Tzvokas. Heute gesagt. Koinem Kvim. Melachim. Why they call Melachim? Melachim is the same word as Melachim, kings. It's got one extra oys. Aleph. Because they're Kvua. In what way are they bring down Malchus? V'chulam. Kol Melachim, kol Mahoyim, 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 kings down here have moods. The Malachim are always connected to the Aleph. So the Malachim. Malachim. Koinim, Kisifse Koin Yishmadas, Toy Rakshim Piu Ki Malach Hashem Tzvokis. That's the Pasuk. Melach mit the Aleph. If we're emissary of Malachim, Malachim, kings down here, could be Kavua with the Aleph. That's the beginning of a Malach. But the Malachim down here is filled with the Aleph. Yiddish Melech is like a Malach. Yeah.
Scheiße.
I should be able to put it in good to speak. I'm a daft legen me meister. At Tzadikim, you see your taka moed again in your kvies. In the Heidegam, I'm sure I'm as moed again. It's always the same. But you know what? It's never boring. He's always the same. His brachas are the same, but it's never boring. You see, the mamish emistika eved melech melech. His bittel, his dus. You see, malchus, and that's where you see emistika malchus. His azar eved melech. So we said the memtes. Nemtes day of Sphira is Malchus Shalom Malchus. Was his Echemi Malchus Shalom Malchus? Where Mensch, the Eved Vet HaMelech Alein. His Malchus is, he's so poshut. I don't know why is this the rest of Malchus. The rest of Malchus, see a person who's Lein Nishtana. The way this Hashem moves with a crest of Frischkeit. He's making so many brachas than a Shavuos. You know, so if you're making 10 brachas, 5 brachas, he made a Kiddush. So that's always, it takes forever. And then he made 8 because then he made a festival of Shachayonot, and then he ate some grapes, then he ate a melon, he made Hadoma, and then he ate cheesecake, he made Mazoinas, and you know, and then he made his ala michra kakola, ala gefen, a priya gefen, and the whole thing. The person makes one bracha after the other, so the third bracha is quicker, the fourth bracha. No, every bracha, same thing. He stops, he holds the pipri, he looks at it for a few seconds, gets ready to make the bracha. The pelvic is that every single thing is like that by him. It's kviyas, tachmishnomah. So that's an Eved HaMelech who's manifesting the Malchus. Manifesting the Malchus Shemayim. Calmness is a thing of a Melech. Harry, what is a Melech love? Being in control. He's not in control of himself. He can't hold himself back. He can't hold his cars. He can't hold his timer. Was it some Malchus? To be an Eved of Achashverosh, I can't just einhalten for 1 minute. 6 months with these girls, different girls, and some rookie, and Nosh Nukbe. Who could be an Eved of such a Melech? Can't just einhalten? If he can't control himself, how can he control the Malchus? Melech means being in control. No idea. Lahavdl zwischen der jüdischen Malchus, David HaMelech, whatever happens to him, he's mevorach. The whole Tehillim is impeccable Taurus. Yotzad and Shuas, impeccable Taurus. That's David HaMelech. He never lost himself. All the psukim in Tehillim, all about this Indian. Never loses himself. It's everything is toil on the Rabbeinu Shalom. Tehillim ends koil on the Shomba Taruah. It's like koil on the Shomba Taruah. Kol neshima neshima. David HaMelech. So kavua, the bench. If you want to say that something, it's somebody so like addicted, or somebody so kavua, somebody's Yiddish is saying utim dem, like you know, he breathes this, like you eshluft zech, he breathes this. Understand? He's so kavua, something, he's so addicted to something, so you say he breathes this. David HaMelech, kol neshama, tahal kol, kol neshima neshima. He breathes elikus, he breathes elikus, he breathes elikus. Yeah. What's the name? Changed himself the whole time. Chashverosh also changed himself. He was angry when he was calm. He was angry when the people who told him. He was happy to kill him. He was angry. And in the end, he was a ganzer benapichu. He's so not kavua. He's so not kavua that we used him. Did us a favor, the ikvius at the end. Came in outside. That's the joke of the Malchus de Klippe. Tough, it's late.